Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome to Perspectives. It's Ashley Burgess. And it is a little almost before 9. And we are talking about all kinds of great stuff this evening. We've been talking about the whole concept of where are you? On the scale of consciousness, you know, beginning on the left side, we have the concepts of revenge and murder. And to the right, we have the idea of clarity, complete clarity, doing what's right basically all the time. So in the middle, you have everything from fear-based manipulation to clearly manipulation to, violent acts. And then you go toward the right side and you have more, you know, gossip, judgment, that kind of sort of thing. You know, the non-violent type issues. But still, they create problems and havoc, not just for the people that you're gossiping about or none of that. It's actually, it comes back on us, which is crazy. And sometimes when you think about it, you don't really get it. But it's not until you realize that you can't do any of this stuff really that much and really succeed in life. And I've been reading up on a lot of this stuff and actually, you know, writing my fourth book now on a lot of this stuff too. And we'll talk about that in the next few shows. But, so let's kind of weigh in on what we talked about this evening. Oh, by the way, next Sunday, Tammy Dombeck will be joining us on Perspectives, and that's going to be great. She's going to be live in the studio on Sunday. Looking forward to talking with her. It's going to be great. And again, we have Cynthia Smoot, as always, with Out and About with Cynthia, telling us what to do and where to go, which I thought that was great. She weighed in on the Valentine's Day, as well as Mardi Gras in Dallas, which is great. And I know we can't all go down to New Orleans, but you know how it is. So let's talk about that. Bill and I, right at the top of the last segment, we were talking about grudges and how when you don't jump on the revenge train or the murder train, sometimes we have a tendency of holding grudges. And I think a lot of times we don't know how to actually deal with those grudges and that anger and resentment that we have inside because somebody has taken advantage of us. Somebody has, you know, royally screwed us over to a point that's not cool. And, you know, we're frustrated, angry, upset. And like we were talking about earlier with Sergeant Bristow, normally when you're victimized in some way, you're trying to become whole again. You're not trying to go out there and murder a group of people. You know, it's just not normal. It's not the conscious way of doing it. So let's talk about how we deal with grudges. We got just a few minutes, so let's discuss it. You know, the first thing, I think the reason why, let's first understand why we have a grudge, is that a lot of times we don't deal with our feelings. We don't deal with our emotions. We try to sweep them under. So we got to like write all this stuff down. We got to write down how we feel. We got to look at ourselves and understand why we feel. You got to look at the situation and understand how you feel. But the reason why we internalize and hold a grudge is because a lot of times we don't know if the other person realizes how we feel, but also if the other person actually realizes what they did to us. And I think a lot of times that's what it is, because I know that when you think about a grudge that you've had and you think about a person that's done you wrong, go into your mind, think about it right now. And one of the first things you're going to think about, it's going to be in the first three, is, you know, I wonder if that person even gets what was going on. Do they even think about what they did? Okay, that's one of the first things. And so my advice tonight is this. I've realized a lot of things in life. You can sit there and be nice to everybody, not want to burn a bridge, da-da-da-da-da, yada-yada-yada, and that's how I've lived my life for a long time. But I think that you got to just be honest. I think in a situation like this, when somebody has screwed you up already, you need to go to them, you need to call them up on the phone, you need to talk to them face-to-face if you can, and tell them what they've done. I don't agree with sit there not saying anything, because how do we know, how do you know that that person understands where you're coming from? And there's really no ground to take. Somebody can say, take the high ground. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to be mean. And you definitely don't want to yell to get your point across. But to sit down and tell that person exactly how you feel and what happened and what they did is a good thing, because at least you know that they know what they did. And I don't advocate violence or argument or screaming. You want to take the high ground in the fact that you don't want to get to that level. But to let them slide with this is not good. They don't learn. You don't deal with it. You hold a grudge. And you know what? It hurts you in the end. And, you know, to love and to be and to be not shown love is one thing. But, you know, when we love, when we go out there and we do what we do, that's awesome. And that always comes back in a positive way in our life. And so if you confess up and deal with the things that you feel a certain way, and I advocate this, if you haven't talked to somebody that's done you wrong in a long time and you never told them how you feel, you know, I suggest looking them up. I suggest looking them up and either emailing them or contacting them and getting this out in the air, getting it flowing, because holding bad and negative emotions and grudges can only hurt you.
Well, I think that's great advice, because, you know, I was just thinking while you were talking, you know, when I get angry at somebody, there's the mature adult somewhere deep down inside of me that's saying, okay, you know, talk it out, calm down, you know, just, I mean, you know, maybe you're missing something here. And with me, sometimes it just gets lost in the emotion that I'm feeling. And it's like, I don't want to talk to this person. I just want to be mad at them, you know? And what good does that do me? I know that rationally, but then I can't help it.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. You know, we know it rationally, but sometimes we just have to take a step back. Maybe take a couple of days, relax, think about it. But don't take years. Yeah. Don't wait a lifetime to do it. You know, don't, because it's only going to become issues for you in the end.
Right. And you know, and I think, especially in my case, I've learned that, you know, if you hold on to anger and something like that, it's just going to hurt you. You know, it'll affect your health, for one thing.
It definitely will. And Bill, we're going to be back here next Sunday discussing all this great stuff and where you stand and where are you on this scale. And next Sunday, we're going to be talking about a lot of manipulation. We're going to be talking about how people play a lot of fear-based manipulation on other people and how they make other people feel very insecure and rest on their insecurities. So keep us on 570 AM next Sunday and tune into Perspectives. We're looking forward to having your perspective. So call in next Sunday and give it to us. Good night.
The inspiration and clarity needed to achieve greatness, to defy life's gravity, and to ultimately succeed in your life's purpose is here and is ready for you to take the challenge. Author, speaker, and certified life coach Ashley Burgess has written Live Your True Life as a guidebook for charting a successful, fulfilling, and beautiful life. Begin appreciating each day in a way never imagined and call the shots instead of others telling you what to do. Live Your True Life is stacked with the proven tools that have helped and changed the lives of countless doctors, CEOs, Hollywood film and television actors, and it'll help you too. If you want to understand yourself, others, and get an upper hand in life, go to liveyourtruelife.org and buy this guidebook that successful people all over the world are raving about. Sold on Amazon and iTunes for both the paperback and digital version. Don't waste time. Pick up your copy of Live Your True Life today at liveyourtruelife.org.